If you'd like to follow along tonight, we'll be reading from the book of Jeremiah, chapter 36. The story begins this evening with the people of Israel that we are familiar with, how they refused to listen to God, and how they continually turned to idols and away from what God had commanded them to do. In Jeremiah chapter 36, where we'll primarily be this evening, I'd like to present this concept of burning our Bibles. At the beginning of Jeremiah, God sends him to be a mouthpiece to the people, telling them to turn back from the idols and from their sin and evil ways, or they would be destroyed. By the time we get to chapter 36, the book of Jeremiah, he had been prophesying and telling them God's word by word of mouth only. When we get to chapter 36, he had been teaching them and proclaiming God's word to them for almost 24 years. And yet they had not listened up until this time. At the beginning of chapter 36 of Jeremiah, we find an interesting change. Instead of word of mouth, God's word is now going to be written down on a scroll for them to read his judgment against them. For the first time, he would not be proclaiming the words to them directly, but reading to them from a source that they could also read themselves. The word of God actually written down. If you would read with me the first 8 verses from Jeremiah chapter 36. Now it came to pass in the 4th year of Jehoiakim, the son of Josiah, the king of Judah, that this word came to Jeremiah from the Lord, saying, take a scroll of a book and write on it all the words that I have spoken to you against Israel, against Judah, and against all the nations, from the day I spoke to you, from the days of Josiah, even to this day. It may be that the house of Judah will hear all the adversities which I purpose to bring upon them, that everyone may turn from his evil ways, that I may forgive their iniquity and their sin. Then Jeremiah called Baruch the son of Neriah, and Baruch wrote on a scroll of a book, at the instruction of Jeremiah, all the words of the Lord which he had spoken to him. And Jeremiah commanded Baruch, saying, I am confined, I cannot go into the house of the Lord. You go, therefore, and read from the scroll which you have written at my instruction, the words of the Lord, in the hearing of the people, in the Lord's house, on the day of fasting. And you shall also read them in the hearing of all Judah who have come from their cities. It may be that they will present their supplication before the Lord, and everyone will turn from his evil way. For great is the anger and the fury that the Lord has pronounced against this people. And Baruch the son of Neriah did according to all that Jeremiah the prophet commanded him, reading from the book the words of the Lord in the Lord's house. I'm going to stop there for a minute. Here we see Jeremiah telling one of the men who were around him to write down God's word. The word of the Lord comes to Jeremiah, and instead of proclaiming it, now God has told him to write it down. And not just to write it down, but to present it by reading it before the people in the temple on the day of fasting. It says that this day would be a fast day. Therefore, we know from tradition that there would be a great gathering there. Or at least, if they were following God, all of them would have been there. We do know that there would be a large number gathered here, even if they were worshiping idols. Before, he only spoke through the prophet Jeremiah and through other prophets. Now, writing down on a scroll their judgment, they could read it themselves. And this is important to note also that by today's standards, handwriting, a scroll of all the things the Lord had judged against them, would have taken a very long time. And in fact, we see that when he starts writing it in verse 1 to verse 9, there is a gap of about a year. Whether or not it took a year to actually write the scroll, we don't know. But God told him to write it, and a year later he reads it before the people. So it took a great deal of time, regardless of whether or not it was a full year. As a side note here, Jeremiah was told exactly how to write the scroll and exactly who was to read it before the people, and he followed out these instructions to the letter. Barak actually carried out every detail he was told by Jeremiah, and we see that the Lord also protected him later on. God always wanted them to come back to him. He always wanted them to do what was right. In verse 7, it shows that he always wanted them to hear the words. Jeremiah himself says that he wishes they would hear God's word and turn from their sin. It's our wish for us today, for those living in sin, that they would hear the word and return to God, to listen to what he has to say concerning our salvation. Continue reading with me in verse 9. Now it came to pass in the fifth year of Jehoiakim, the son of Josiah, king of Judah, in the ninth month, that they had proclaimed a fast before the Lord to all the people in Jerusalem and to all the people who came from the cities of Judah to Jerusalem. Then Barak read from the book the words of Jeremiah in the house of the Lord, in the chamber of Jeremiah, the son of Shaphan, the scribe, in the upper court of the entry of the new gate of the Lord's house, in the hearing of all the people. Then Micaiah, the son of Jeremiah, the son of Shaphan, heard all the words of the Lord from the book. He then went down to the king's house, into the scribe's chamber, and there all the princes were sitting, Elishem, the scribe, Delaiah, the son of Shemaiah, Elnathan, the son of Achbor, Jeremiah, the son of Shaphan, Zedekiah, the son of Hananiah, and all the princes. Then Micaiah declared to them all the words that he had heard when Barak read the book in the hearing of the people. Therefore all the princes sent Jehudi, the son of Nethanai, the son of Shelemai, the son of Cushai, to Barak, saying, take in your hand the scroll from which you have read in the hearing of the people, and come. So Barak, son of Neriah, took the scroll in his hand and came to them. And they said to him, sit down and read in our hearing. So Barak read it in their hearing. Now it happened, when they had heard all the words, that they looked in fear from one to another, and said to Barak, we will surely tell the king of all these words. And they asked Barak, saying, tell us now, how did you write all these words? At his instruction? So Barak answered them, he proclaimed with his mouth all these words to me, and I wrote them with ink in the book. Then the princes said to Barak, go and hide, you and Jeremiah, and let no one know where you are. And so here we see a reaction by the people to the words of the Lord, finally written down. Maybe it carried more weight because it was written. We don't really know. But at this time, they react in a way that is terrified. And the princes and the rulers here, they say that they will have to take it before the king. Their reaction, first, the people in verse 10, and then Micaiah, the secretary's son, reports to the officials. And he then asks them to read it again, because it's something that they have to read. It is very important to them to know what God is judging them for. Then the rulers, the officials, some versions say, read it. And their reaction was one of fear in verse 16. They turned to one another in fear. That is the reaction the word of the Lord can have on those who realize it for the first time, that they are living in opposition or ignoring what God has commanded us to do. So we see the people react. We see the officials react, both with fear for themselves and possibly fear of what the king would do, because they knew him. They served under him every day. But being officials before the king and before the people, they knew that anything of this import had to be taken before the king. And so they reacted before Baruch and told him, "You and Jeremiah go and hide yourself where no one can find you." How do you think an evil king would react to hearing God's word telling him that he is going to be judged for the way he is worshiping, for the way he is ruling his people, and a thousand other things that he was doing in his sinful life? Continue with me, if you would, starting in verse 20. "And they went to the king into the court, but they stored the scroll in the chamber of Elishamah, the scribe, and told all the words in the hearing of the king. So the king sent Jehudi to bring the scroll, and he took it from Elishamah, the scribe's chamber. And Jehudi read it in the hearing of the king and in the hearing of all the princes who stood beside the king." I'd like to point out here that his first reaction upon hearing what was in the scroll was he wanted to see it himself. Continue. In verse 22 it says, "Now the king was sitting in the winter house in the ninth month with a fire burning in the hearth before him. And it happened when Jehudi had read three or four columns that the king cut it with the scribe's knife and cast it into the fire that was in the hearth until all the scroll was consumed in the fire that was on the hearth. Yet they were not afraid, nor did they tear their garments, the king nor any of his servants who heard all these words. Nevertheless, Elnathan, Delei, Gemari implored the king not to burn the scroll, but he would not listen to them. The king commanded Jeremiel, the king's son, Seraiah, the son of Azrael, and Shelemiah, the son of Abdil, to seize Baruch, the scribe, and Jeremiah, the prophet, but the Lord hid them." Not only is his first reaction upon hearing the word of the scroll to not believe it, he has to see it himself, but he does not react to it the way the people and the officials did. His reaction instead is to merely cut it and burn it as it's read. So he knows what was written. He knows what was put down as treason by Baruch, by the word of Jeremiah. In his mind, he is destroying this proclamation. And it ends as soon as he cuts it and burns it in the fire. He does not even want it to be survived. He does not want it to survive for others to read. He cuts it immediately and burns it. He does not react with fear as the officials did, nor like the people did before the officials. God is writing down his judgment to an evil people that are serving idols and no longer worshiping him. And the king gets his hands on it. And he doesn't believe it. He doesn't believe in the authority it holds. And he does not fear God. So he considers himself above it, and he cuts it and burns it. And the text tells us he did not tear his clothes. This was a very important thing, as we will read in just a moment. He did not fear God's judgment because he did not believe in God's authority. He did not believe that anyone had authority over him. This is an issue that thousands of people today and hundreds of thousands of people throughout history have had and will continue to have, is they do not recognize the authority of the Almighty God. They put themselves in the place of God and they deny that he is the one in control. And when we do that, we tend to think that cutting and burning a scroll would put an end to whatever it said, would put an end to what is going to happen. Because if we are truly in charge, cutting and burning the only copy of a scroll telling bad things about us would end it there. But this is not the case. When we hear God's word read and it pricks us to the heart, our reaction should be that of fear and that of guilt. And we see the officials were afraid. When they heard about it, they had to see it themselves. And when they finally read it, they had to take it before the king. They knew it was judgment on them and their nation. We today, when we hear something that is opposed to the way we are living, and we hear it from God's word, we should tear our clothes, even metaphorically. What it means is to tear our hearts. Enough to realize that we are wrong, to want to make a change, and to get back on track. For a brief moment, I want to take a step back to 2 Kings chapter 22. Here, another king comes in contact with the words of God, and we see a different reaction from him. In 2 Kings 22, starting in verse 8, it says, "Then Micah, the high priest, and Shaphan the scribe," notice the same man that we just read about, "he said, I have found the book of the law in the house of the Lord. And Hilkiah gave the book to Shaphan, and he read it. So Shaphan the scribe went to the king, bringing the king word, saying, your servants have gathered the money that was found in the house, and they have delivered it into the hand of those who do the work, those who oversee the house of the Lord. Then Shaphan the scribe showed the king, saying, Hilkiah the priest has given me a book. And Shaphan read it before the king. Now it happened when the king heard the words of the book of the law that he tore his clothes. Then the king commanded Hilkiah the priest, Ahiakim the son of Shaphan, Achbor the son of Micaiah, Shaphan the scribe, and Asaiah, a servant, the king, saying, go inquire of the Lord for me, for the people and for all Judah, concerning the words of this book that has been found. For great is the wrath of the Lord that is aroused against us, because our fathers have not obeyed the words of this book, to do according to all that is written concerning us." If you didn't catch it, this king's name is Josiah, the father of the king we just read about, Jehoiakim, who cut and burned God's word. It's interesting also, the scribe under the king is the father of the scribe under Jehoiakim. In just a short time, they fell from a point of terror at reading God's judgment to not caring at all. Not only did he react to the words of God's law, but he immediately asked them to inquire of the Lord what they should do. He wanted to know directly from God what they could do to make up for it, because he knew that they were not doing what was in the law. He immediately saw that they were in error, and so he wanted to change. And he did so by immediately inquiring of God. He reacts in both fear for himself and also for his people and for his entire nation. If you continue to read down in verse 18, verses 18 through 20, God responds to Josiah's humble inquiry. Starting in verse 18, it says, "But as for the king of Judah, who sent you to inquire of the Lord in this manner, you shall speak to him, thus says the Lord God of Israel, concerning the words which you have heard. Because your heart was tender, and you humbled yourself before the Lord, when you heard what I spoke against this place, and against its inhabitants, that they would become a desolation and a curse, and you tore your clothes and wept before me, I also have heard you, says the Lord. Surely, therefore, I will gather you to your fathers, and you shall be gathered to your grave in peace, and your eyes shall not see all this calamity which I bring on this place." And so they brought back word to the king. So because he was humbled, because he was afraid, and because he knew in his heart that they were wrong and that God was the one that they should have been following, God told him that he would die in peace and that he would not see this time of desolation to follow. His reaction was to be torn to the heart and to tear his clothes. He physically tore his clothes, but that was merely a reaction to being torn to the heart. We see in Joel chapter 2, it mentions there that they would rend their clothes and their hearts and return to the Lord. To be convinced of something to the point of openly showing their grief by tearing their garments. It is amazing to me that a son of such a great king could in such a short time go from a father who knows that the king is not him, but the Almighty King above, to hearing God's word and taking a knife and cutting it piece by piece and burning it in the fire before him. So how can we apply this to our lives today? When we burn our Bibles, it doesn't necessarily look like this. There are times when we find God's word a little hard to swallow. And so we tend to do this and cut out bits and pieces that we don't like. We keep in the easy parts or the good parts that are easy for us to follow. And we cut out the ones we don't like. We cut them out and we burn them. Whenever we ignore God's word, we refuse to repent of our sins and we refuse to obey the difficult commands along with the easy ones. Or we view ourselves as an exception to the rule. We are cutting and burning pieces of Scripture. When we disagree with God's word and we seek to justify our own lives living in wickedness, we are cutting and burning God's word. When we become angry with God's word for the restrictions that it places on us, we're cutting and burning God's word. When we change God's word, a word at a time, to fit our lifestyle or to add it, to make it say something it doesn't really say. Or we take a verse out, or we take a word out of a verse. Or we follow tradition instead of what the verse says. That's cutting a verse out and burning it. When we do not fear God's word. When we do not fear his warnings to us, when we no longer believe in his promise to save us, when we become callous so that we do not tremble when we see sin around us, we are cutting out verses and burning them. If we accept a verse but refuse to obey it or to do what it says, we're cutting it out and burning it. Whenever we amen a preacher who preaches against homosexuality, but then we still gossip or sin in some other way, or we don't attend worship, we're cutting out bits and pieces of the Bible that we do not like, and we're going to burn it. It's easy not to murder someone, but gossip is something that is very difficult. In Romans 1:29, it mentions a list of things we should not do. One of them is gossip. If we do it, we're basically cutting out Romans 1:29 and burning it. It's easy to just cut and burn out the parts that sound hard, that are difficult to follow, and to continue to warm ourselves by a fire fed with the words of our judgment. We will all one day be judged, both for the words we obeyed in the Bible and the ones that we decided to cut out and destroy. Because ultimately, God's word cannot be destroyed. It is eternal. When we have the spirit of Jehoiakim, we tend to tear our Bibles when they get in the way and burn them. But if we have the spirit of Josiah, whenever we read a verse that cuts us to the heart, it should tear our hearts. Metaphorically, we should tear our clothes and seek to change. Because however much we cut and burn God's word, just like the king in those days, he did not destroy God's word. We see in the next few verses and into the next chapter that God had Jeremiah write the scroll again. And he added to it this time, because you burned my scroll, these things are coming upon you. It's interesting that the word react means to change in reaction to something. We have to change our lives so that when we learn that we are living in sin, we do what is right and we repent of that sin. If you're subject to the invitation tonight, if you are guilty of cutting and burning God's word, or if you need the prayers of the saints, whatever it is, whatever you need, we are here, all of us, for each other. If there's anything that we can do to help you, why don't you come forward now as we stand and sing.